Hello, hello. It is the virtual midwife, Karen Wilmot, founder of the Due Date Club and the creator of the Relax in Pregnancy Sling. In this podcast series, I'm going to guide you through the why, where, how, and what of hypnobirthing. So whether or not you've never heard of it before and you're wondering what it is, or whether you've already started reading up and finding out more, by the end of this series, you'll know everything you need to know to decide whether or not it's something that you would like to include in your birth preparation. And by the way, I highly recommend you do. Hypnosis is no more than communicating with your subconscious mind. Hypnosis works by bypassing our critical conscious mind, and we do this by moving into a state of deep relaxation and speaking directly to the subconscious in a language that it understands. And very often, and a lot of what we use in hypnobirthing is affirmations, which are direct suggestions, but we also use things like association and metaphor. And metaphor is a beautiful way of creating associations between situations that you already know and understand and applying those to your birth and pregnancy preparation. Especially if this is your first pregnancy, if this is your first time you're giving birth, you don't have any association. You don't have anything that you can compare it with. So by bringing in metaphor of situations that you do have experience of, that you do understand, it helps you to understand or prepare for pregnancy and birth a little bit better and helps you to be move beyond any fear or anxiety that you might have around that. What you're really doing is you're updating your subconscious mind with new and more helpful information, a bit like reprogramming a computer. And we are using it to change associations. So rather than seeing birth as being painful, rather than associating with suffering, you are changing that and going back to seeing it as a completely natural process. And rather than seeing the pain as pain, you are changing that to intense sensations and learning techniques so that you know that you are easily able to manage and cope with those sensations. And in my training, you will also learn about the safety nets that are in place so that in the event that you're not coping as well as you might have, or if things do change because birth is unpredictable, you know that there are interventions that are available to you that you are able to utilize to keep you on track. Now, when we talk about the conscious and the subconscious mind, it can be a little bit confusing, but they're really just shorthand terms that describe the general characteristics of your mind. The conscious mind is the bit where we tend to live. It's more logical, it's critical, analytical, and it's constantly making value judgments. It's constantly surveying your surroundings and seeking back to find similar things and how you're going to respond and how you're going to react. It's guiding your everyday constant behavior. The subconscious mind is pretty much everything else. The subconscious mind controls all the autonomic processes that you don't even have to think about, like your heart rate, like your blood pressure, tissue growth and cell generation, even your immune system. But the most important one, and the one that's really important to remember, is going into labor and birth. So just like you don't need to be constantly telling your heart to beat, just like you don't need to be constantly telling yourself that you need to breathe in and breathe out, just like you don't need to wake up and tell your body that it needs to regenerate new cells, new hair, new nails, new skin, these are all processes of the autonomic system, our autonomic processes. Giving birth, going into labor, is autonomic. Although we know that pregnancy usually lasts for 40 weeks, the average pregnancy is 40 weeks, it's not like you get to that due date that you've been given on your ultrasound or that you've worked out according to your last menstrual period or that your obstetrician has told you. And you can say, right now, I'm ready to go into labor, and your body responds. It goes into labor when it's ready. And there's a whole lot of things that happen in order for your body to be ready to go into labor. But of course, we'll be covering those in a different podcast episode. The subconscious mind is where your thoughts, your memories, and all of your accumulated experience live. Everything that you've ever seen, heard, tasted, experienced are in the subconscious, and it controls your emotions, your habits, and even your responses to the world. In many ways, the subconscious creates the world for us, and it handles about 2 million bits of sensory information every single second, whereas the conscious mind only deals with about 7. Now, hypnosis works by bypassing the critical conscious mind, and we do this usually through relaxation or guided visualizations and talking techniques, and speaking directly to the subconscious, but in a language that it understands. And we spoke about that a little bit earlier. In many ways, the unconscious mind is basically in charge. The vast majority of things that we do are unconscious. And we can be grateful for that, because if we had to consciously think about every single thing we do, we wouldn't do anything. I mean, by the time you've learned to drive, it's mostly unconscious behavior. You never get into the car and think, right, seatbelt on, key in ignition, clutch in, start the car, look behind, check the mirrors. I mean, you do all of that, but you do it without thinking about it. It becomes unconscious behavior. And I'm sure that you have experienced moments, not alcohol related, where you've got home and you can't even remember driving home, or you can't remember which way you came home because you went into an altered state of consciousness. You went into a state of hypnosis. And that's the reality of it, is that every day, without even realizing it, we go into that altered state of consciousness. With hypnobirthing, we are learning it, we are consciously doing it, and we're using it to create an outcome. Because the subconscious mind controls our autonomic bodily processes, physical change can also be achieved through using hypnosis and relaxation techniques. And pain control is a very good example of this, because our mind alters our awareness of pain all the time. Think about it this way. People like professional chefs often get burns on a regular basis. I mean, every single day they're picking up hot pans and hot pots, but they really notice it unless it's particularly severe. And you might even have experienced this yourself if you've ever discovered a cut or a bruise and wondered how it got there. The physical events are still occurring, but the subconscious mind has relegated them to the million bits of sensory information that we're not aware of every single second. And hypnosis can be used to amplify that same response and apply it to a specific situation, like the control and the understanding and the way you respond to your labor and the sensations that are associated with your labor. So in other words, it works by shaping your perception of reality by dealing directly with the subconscious mind, which is in many ways the seat of all our problems, but also most of our solutions. So when I was talking earlier in an earlier episode about allowing the subconscious mind to create solutions, to find creative ways of managing those things that you feel are getting in the way of your birth preparation, understanding your mind is a critical part of understanding how hypnosis works and how hypnobirthing works. And moving beyond fear is essential to having a positive pregnancy and birth experience, so that you're able to tune into your baby and your intuition. Don't leave it until you're in labor. When you know that your mind is your most powerful tool, it's up to you to choose to use that power you hold in your mind and how you will use it, whether you'll use it to assist or hinder you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Virtual Midwife Podcast, and I truly hope that you found it inspiring and informative. If you want to continue the conversation, then come along and connect with me and other expecting parents in my community, the Due Day Club. This is a safe and supportive space where you can share your experiences, you can ask questions and get guidance from myself, other members and a team of experts that I've brought together to support you. Just visit the website, The Due Day Club, and click on the tab to get started. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with your friends and anybody you think would benefit from this information. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on social media so that you can stay up to date with new episodes and additional resources. I'm continuously adding new stuff to make sure that you stay up to date and informed and prepared.